Today is the last day of campaigning in the midterm elections in the United States. Voting takes place across the country tomorrow, although polling has already started in some states. The electorate will vote in senators and members to the House of Representatives, and the outcome will significantly impact President Biden's ability to govern over the next 2 years. We're joined this morning by Dr. Richard Johnson, lecturer in US politics and policy at Queen Mary University in London. Dr. Johnson, thanks for being with us. Are the Democrats expected to lose control of both houses?
I think at this point they are. I mean, historically, since the Second World War, the president's party has lost seats in every midterm election except in 1998 and 2002. And on average, the president's party loses about 26 seats in the House. The Democrats have about a 5-seat majority in the House, and the Senate is dead even. So going with the historical trends, and looking roughly where the polls are at the moment, I think the Democrats would be very lucky to hold on, frankly, to either chamber at this point.
And as I said, if that happens, it will significantly impact President Biden's ability to govern. And I'm wondering, will that mean the end of any attempt to uphold women's reproductive rights? Because that is a major issue across the United States for Democrats and for women, obviously, at the moment, following the Roe versus Wade ruling, which reversed women's right to have an abortion.
That's right. Now, I think that battle really is now moving to the state governments. And the other thing to note is that tomorrow, 46 states are having their state legislative elections. So nearly, I think it's like 92% of the lower chambers and more than half of the upper chambers in the state legislatures are up for election, and governors are up for election as well. And it's going to now, because of the Dobbs decision, which overturned Roe v. Wade, that takes the decision back down to state government. So that's where the fight's going to be. And actually, tomorrow, states like Michigan and Kentucky are having referendums on whether to amend their state constitutions to put in or take out the right to choose. So this is going to be a live issue, but the locus of power on it is, I think, being taken away out of the federal government and going down to the state governments.
If the Democrats do have a poor election, do you imagine Joe Biden would be urged to step aside and allow another Democrat to run for the presidency in 2024? Because he's still saying he will seek re-election.
I think it's unlikely that he would be stepping down. It's very consistent with the historical pattern that the president's party loses seats. Barack Obama lost over 60 seats in 2010 and was re-elected fairly handsomely 2 years later. There's a issue with when you're the governing party in the middle of the term, the opposition party is more motivated to express their dissatisfaction that they're not in power, whereas your side, it's kind of the cost of governing effect. Governing is hard, and it's not going to be perfect. But usually presidents are able to turn things around by the time of the re-election campaign. And there's nothing really to indicate that Joe Biden is terribly out of the historical norm in that respect.
Donald Trump, of course, didn't go quietly. He's very prominent in these elections campaigns. Do you expect him to announce his candidacy for the presidency this week?
I don't know if this week, but I think soon, because I think he hasn't. He wants to get in early to put off potential Republican challengers. So I think once Trump is in, I think that'll scare off some of the competition. Whereas if Trump is wavering for some time, then some other Republicans might dip their feet into the water. I think he actually wanted to declare during the midterm campaign, but was persuaded not to because he would have been a lightning rod for Democrats. And I think he would have motivated Democrats to turn out in these elections if he'd actually announced his candidacy. So I think we can expect him to hear soon, maybe this week, but certainly in the next few weeks, I would imagine.
Will his decision, though, be dependent on how his personally backed candidates do in the midterms?
I think if the Republicans had a very bad night tomorrow, which polls are not indicating, then that might cause some difficulty for him because he has, in effect, replaced some establishment Republican candidates with much more pro-Trump figures. And that could be seen as, you know, that there's a backlash against that. But it looks like these candidates are going to do reasonably well. And, you know, I actually think either way he would still stand, because it's in his interest, because of the investigations that are mounting against him, to be a candidate, because it makes it more politically awkward to prosecute Trump through the federal courts if Trump is himself a candidate for the presidency. So I think even on that kind of very basic self-interest level, whatever happens tomorrow, I think Trump is in.
Great to talk to you this morning. Thank you, Dr. Richard Johnson, lecturer in US politics and policy at Queen Mary University in London. It's 7:32 now on Morning Ireland. Let's get a news update from Brian.